Great.
Got so much estrogen.
So, Lynn, we're ready?
Grilled dogs, and I got 6 chickens.
Let me do that again. Good morning.
Girls.
And I'll call the Wednesday, January 12th organizational meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules to order. Members, we are primarily here to introduce ourselves, and I bet that will be pretty easy since most people have been on this committee already. The chair is new to the committee, obviously, so is relying on some of the experienced members to behave themselves and also to show
great luck. Setting high standards.
So today we have staff with us who will not be with us during the session that begins February 1st, but we're very pleased to have Patrick Brennan serving today as our committee administrator, and Lynn Buchanan is serving as our committee assistant for today. So thank you for doing that. So the order of the agenda has us adopting committee rules first, so I will recognize Vice Chair Farioli for a motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the committee adopt Senate committee rules for the 2011 legislative session as they have been distributed to members. So move adoption of the committee rules as distributed, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Farioli has moved adoption of the proposed Senate committee rules for the 2011 session. Is there discussion?
Hold on just a moment. I want to...
Senator Atkinson.
Quorum is still the same language. Mm-hmm. And minority report is the same language.
These rules should look very familiar to you.
Thank you.
Okay, seeing no further discussion, let's call the roll.
Senator Atkinson?
Yes.
Senator Byer?
Yes.
Senator
Burdick?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries, and the rules are adopted. Members, the only other item of business we have is introduction of committee members, and so how about if we start on the right with the new
what would you
improved
like us to
version
say?
Of just whatever you'd like to tell us.
Okay. Well, it's good to be back. I consider myself the recycled senator. It's been 10 years since I was here, and it's nice to be back and look forward to working with you. And I do note that I think everybody on the committee was here when I was last in the legislature.
Madam Chairman, Senator Ted Farioli, District 30, Senate Republican leader. Madam Chair, you have the luxury of chairing a committee that features the two senior members of the Oregon State Senate. Senator Burdick and I both started in 1997. We have yet to agree on a single issue. Law of averages will catch us sooner or later. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Great. And I am Senator Diane Rosenbaum, the Senate Majority Leader, represent District 21, which is Clackamas County, Southeast Portland, and a little of Northeast Portland, and am very excited and honored and humbled to be chairing the Senate Committee on Rules, which I've watched with admiration for many years. I did actually serve as chair of the Rules Committee in 2007 on the House side, so have had some experience working together with this committee. But definitely, as I said before, I'm looking to you all for ideas, for guidance, for everything to make a committee that works well together, and I'm honored to be your chair.
My name is Jason Atkinson. I have been on this committee since 1999, and I absolutely love this committee, and I'm delighted to be back on. I represent a very large chunk of Southern Oregon. I will say two other pieces of information by way of introduction, and that is that I have to sit next to Senator Burdick. It's a tradition, and I intend to keep that up. And I will also say that her daughter is in the audience. And if you do not know her daughter, you should get to know her daughter, because her daughter should not be here working for her mother. She should be training on her bike because she had a Watt test. This has been probably 18 months ago, 19 months ago, in which she was tested, which is a test of just your sheer physical ability, not being in shape. I mean, being in shape helps. But she tested at a level for cycling that is so much higher than average people. She is a giant talent, and I'm going to hound her and heckle her to use that talent for the next 6 months. Welcome.
Thank you, Senator Atkinson. I'm trying to figure out how you've been on this committee since 1999, because I think you were in my freshman class in the House.
I was. I was in the House.
So you were in the House Rules Committee.
And I was in this committee in the 2000.
Great.
Last but not least.
I, that's a hard act to follow. I'm Ginny Burdick. I represent Southwest Portland, Tigard, and King City. I am President Pro Tem of the Senate and Chair of the Finance and Revenue Committee. We had our organizational meeting today, Madam Chair, and we missed you deeply, but we will forge through. Senator Farioli is correct that we are the senior, our class was the senior class in the Senate, but I'm very, very hurt that he doesn't remember an issue where we actually did join forces. I was just that would be one. The other one was the infamous dogs versus sheep issue, Senator Farrell. I want to remind you that, where we actually went and testified together. So it just goes to show that there is hope for almost anyone in this process. This is my second session on rules. This time I served on rules back in 2003. And I like this committee, and look forward to working with you all.
Great. Well, and so since I believe the third time is the charm, I'm hopeful that there will be one more issue that the two senior members of the committee can find common ground on this year.
Madam Chair, if our averages hold, we'll have to have served 21 years to agree three times.
And on that note, members, with nothing further to come before us today, we are adjourned.